U.S. and China Phase 1 trade deal goes into effect at the end of this week. Ag Country Farm Credit Services Market Education Specialist Katie Tangen says there are still many unknowns.
You know, one thing I think we do have to keep in mind is the number that keeps originally was $50 billion, but when you look at the actual deal, I think it's $36.5 billion the first year and 40-some the second year. That's of ag goods. That's not soybeans. That's all ag commodities. That's wheat, beans, corn, you know, even manufactured dog food, things like that fall into that category. So there's a lot of products that have to make up that basket. And so we're just going to have to see how that plays out long term. I think it's a little bit too early to judge how effective it will be.
Tangen says the Phase 1 deal doesn't change the foundation of a good marketing plan.
So we have to have some margin in there. The only way you know that is to go through and do your break-evens and find out where you're going to be with that. And I know it's really hard for some guys, especially that may not have gotten the last year's crop out or still trying to figure out what's going to happen with that during the spring, but make your best guess. And once you have those numbers, then you can start putting together, where am I going to start these sales and get a few of those set. You know, you can sell a little bit ahead of time. Obviously, we don't have insurance attached now because that doesn't attach until it's planted. But chances are you're going to get 20, 30% of your normal crop. So start making those small early sales if you haven't done so already.
Beta.